Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock and time now for Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks, and that's a track from their latest album, Minor Traffic. They're going to be on tour in November, starting on the 10th in Manchester at the Ritz. Do have a look at their website for the details. Welcome to another week of Late Junction. Before we hear a track from the Swedish electronic duo Roll the Dice, here's another delicate song, this time minus the singer. This is Franz Liszt's piano transcription of Stenchen by Schubert. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that is the work of Malcolm Pardon and Peder Mannefelt, who go by the name Roll the Dice, and it's a track called Maelstrom from their recent release In Dust. You'll find it on the Leaf label. And from Sweden to Finland with a traditional song named after Finland's great tome of national folk tales, the Kalevala.
Thank you.
Kalevala, performed by Bardos Band, who enjoy exploring the links between storytelling and song from all sorts of different cultures, as their name may suggest, Bardos being the ancient Celtic word for a bard. This is Late Junction, just staying in Scandinavia for a couple more minutes. Here is some fiddling brilliance from Frigg. A great tune by Alla Müller, as played by Frigg, musicians with roots in the Finnish town of Kaustinen, which has a population of about 5,000, and hundreds of those people play the fiddle. It's a tradition the town is rightly proud of. Now, in this next group, there are just three fiddles and nothing else, no backing band whatsoever. They're from Ireland. They are Kieran O'Moyoni, Aidan O'Donnell and Damien McGinn. And this is a set of tunes that arrive with them in Donegal via the Highlands of Scotland. Thank you. A set of Highland tunes called The Laddie with the Pladdie, as played by the group Fiddle, just three fiddlers from County Donegal. Well, I suppose the instrument that we most associate with the Scottish Highlands is the pipes. But the ones being played here by a group called Shadan are very special. They're called the Black Set of Kintail. They're kept in the Inverness Museum and they date from the late 18th, early 19th century. And they've got characteristics that have been lost over the years as pipe design has become more standardised. So here we have Feet Firmly in the Pibroch tradition, with Alan MacDonald singing about the defeat of the Royalists in the Battle of Inverlochy in 1431.
Thank you. My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. He stepped away from me, unless he did same. No, it will not be long, love, until our wedding day. He stepped away from me as he moved through the fair, where hand clapping dealers loud shouts rent the air. The sunlight about him, it did sparkle and it did play. And it will not be long, love, until our wedding day. When dew falls on meadow and the moths fill the night, when the glow of the Grecian from a heart rose half light, I will slip from the casement and we will run away. And it will not be long, love, until our wedding day. According to promise, at midnight I rose, but all that I found were the downfold clothes. The sheets they lay empty, it was plain for to see that out of the window with another went he. If I were an eagle and I had wings to fly, I would fly to my love's castle. On a bed of green ivy I would lay my love down, and it's with my two fond wings I would my love surround.
Thank you.
That's a traditional piece celebrating Chinese New Year. Spring has arrived at Lake Tsui Chu, as played by the Silk and Bamboo Ensemble, and featuring the wonderful sound of the Sheng mouth organ, which is one of the country's most ancient instruments, dates back at least 3,000 years, and is a direct ancestor of the harmonica and the accordion. Before that, you heard Karen Casey singing what you may have recognised as She Moves Through the Fair, but that is in fact an older version, and it has the title Out of the Window. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and a traditional tune here from Poland, as played by the Janusz Pruszynowski Trio.
Thank you. σαν βαρούν τα σίδερα αμάν αμάν βαρούν τα μαύρα ρούχα. Γιατί τα φόρεσα κι εγώ το μωρό μου για μια μάχα απειπούχα. Σε μήμο θυμούμαι και στενάζω. Πως με ψεύτη, πως μόνα μη κοιτάζω.
Well, that's a very dark traditional song from the island of Crete, a song called Osso Varun Ta Sithra. The beating in my breast will be as heavy as iron. I must wear these black clothes for my love I have lost. And that was as sung by the enigmatic Psarandonis. And here's something that I haven't played in a while but still love. This is Rich Thompson's rendition of Orazio Vecchi's So Ben Mi Carb on Tempo.
Thank you.
Tune The Wind That Shakes the Barley, and that's from Kath and Phil Tyler's album The Hind Wheels of Bad Luck. And that following on from So Ben Mi Car Buon Tempo, a song from 16th century Italy as sung by Richard Thompson. All details will of course be on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Follow links to that, or do of course drop us a line if you'd like a playlist. The email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Here's Bratch working with a whole raft of famous French singers on their album Plein du Monde, and on this track is the turn of Stéphane Sansovino.
De durar mesem shav katare balval gajo pirden butema areslem jitute akana gajo bashava muzika ay bichina chiriklia Chai per la sasso a vela terava, me sembrava rinovrata. Chai per la sasso a vela terava, me sembrava rinovrata. Chav saru tu ve valva, spidel man chav kai kava, ai tem roba nai man. Sim saru pai mascara, le naiaka na kel kai conicci a chavel. Gajo, ci glenza da vduma. A vigila baf pel Roma, Cina no sa ste maladuvas, Gaggio druga riateavas, Cina no sa ste maladuvas, Gaggio druga riateavas. Thank you. mangiav sa rotuve valva le spinel mangiav kai kamav aitem roma naiman sim sa robai mascara le naia kana kel kai konichi asha gajo ci clienza da vduma a vigila bav pel roma Sina dos aste maladuvas, gajo drugaria te avas. Sina dos aste maladuvas, gajo drugaria te avas. Saure melumia, gitano gallo, manu sinto normale, calo vai parlo sai e fialo, casa saure melumia, calo vai parlo sai e fialo. Gallo, t'ave sbartalo.
Nothing quite beats a bit of a spiralling French accordion, does it? That's Bratch with a singer called San Severino and a track, as he said, called Taves Bartolo. Do consult the playlist, drop us a line, or of course you can listen all over again via the Late Junction pages of the Radio 3 website. This is Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp, and here's a Perpetuum Mobile by a German organist and composer called Wilhelm Mittelschulter.
Thank you.
That's Agnes Obel from Denmark and a track called On Powdered Ground from the debut album that she released to great acclaim last year. The album is called Philharmonics and it followed on from the organist Brink Bush playing Perpetuum Mobile by Wilhelm Mittelschulter. Well, the instrument of choice for Nils Frahm is the piano, to which he gets the microphone right up close to record all its overtones and mechanical sounds. He calls this piece Snippet. Thank you. So that's Nils Fram from his album Felt, and you'll find that on a label called Erased Tapes. And you can also catch him live in November. He's going to be coming to the UK to give a few concerts. The first one's in Liverpool at the Scandinavian Church on November the 7th, and he's going to Band on the Wall in Manchester the night after, and then the South Street Arts Centre in Reading on November the 9th. And this is the sound of the Balinese gamelan, recorded out in the open late one night when it was being played for a performance of Barong Dance, which tells tales about good versus evil and sets out, as so many ritual and traditional tales do, to redress the balance between the positive and the negative, basically putting the world to rights. Thank you.
It was Hanky the Squire, as I've heard them say. He went out a hunting all on one fine day. He went out a hunting, but nothing he found but a poor murdered woman laid on the cold ground. About 8 o'clock, boys, our dogs, they drove off on leathered Corman, and that was the spot. They tried all the bushes, but nothing they found but a poor ground. They whipped their dogs off and they took them away. Cried, "We do think it's proper that she should have fair play." They searched all the bushes, but nothing they found. They mounted their horses and they rode to the town to tell all the people and alarm them all round. It is late in the evening, I'm sorry to say, but she cannot be removed until the next day. The next Sunday morning, about 8 o'clock, some hundreds of people to the spot they did flock. For to see that poor creature, your hearts would have bled. Such cold-hearted violence came into she was took off the common land down to an inn, and the man that has kept it, his name is Johnson. The coroner was sent for, and the jury they joined, and soon they concluded and settled. The coffin was brought, and within she was laid, and took to the churchyard of Fair Leatherhead. No father, no mother, no friend, I'm told, came to see that poor creature laid under the moon.
The dark tale of a woman found murdered in the 1830s, having been beaten over the head with a stick. The story, as told by Jackie Oates on her album Saturnine that she released last month, and before that, the gamelan of the Balinese Conservatory of Music, with pieces designed to accompany the island's traditional jauk and barong dance. And that's almost it for tonight. I'm Verity Sharp, back with Lake Junction at 11 tomorrow, but for now I'll just leave you with this classic from Brian Eno. Till tomorrow, good night.
Thank you. Hello, I'm John Shea and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Now, one of the nice things about presenting this programme is when it comes into contact with the rest of my life, either when I happen to meet some of the performers I've introduced or when I get to visit the places our concerts come from. Ticino, the Italian part of Switzerland, is somewhere that I'd never been to until recently, so I'm very happy to present an opening concert today that the Orchestra della Svizzera Italiana gave in Lugano, with Diego Fasolis conducting. Something most unusual by Paganini lies at the heart of their programme, and the rest of it is devoted to Mozart. To begin, here's the overture to his opera The Magic Flute.
Thank you.
Diego Fasolis conducting the Orchestra della Svizzera Italiana in the overture to the Magic Flute. Much has been written about Mozart's choice of keys. E-flat is where the opera begins and ends. When Sarastro's priests sing this chorus in Act Two, it's not long since the Queen of the Night has vented her spleen in an outburst of D minor. The priests dispel it with this D major hymn to Isis and Osiris.